Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still summer in the air as we get ready to football season tomorrow, and obviously baseball this afternoon as the Mets rebounding from what was just the loss of losses last night. They've had three of those this year, as you remember, against the Dodgers, against the Phillies, and now last night against the Nationals. But they lead 6-1 behind home runs for Cano, Lagares, and 45th for Alonso with Wheeler pitching. But it doesn't matter. That's not the story. The story is not the 6-1 lead and whether their bullpen implodes today or not. The story is last night and the fact that the bullpen has, again, just put them in places that they cannot overcome. The Mets aren't going to make the playoffs this year. Whether they win this game today or whatever they do the last couple of weeks, they're not good enough. They're not complete enough, and it's the bullpen is the reason why. And they will go into the postseason, and they will look at this team that has a good nucleus, as we've talked about all year. They have to balance some places off. They got some decisions to make. They got to decide where home is for McNeil. They're going to give Cano another ride because since the All-Star break, Cano was hit and he hit a booming home run today. He's 2-for-2. They are going to give him a chance to play next year. You can count on it. Like I said, he's had over 900 OPS since the All-Star break. But they have plenty of starting pitching, but they have no bullpen, and they have to rebuild this bullpen. And I'm going to tell you a position now that I think most people will disagree with. I don't know if the Mets will disagree with it. I hope they don't. And that is that they cannot go into next year and expect Diaz to be their closer. I do not believe that you can have him with the year he's had here. I don't believe you feel like you can go through. I don't care if you send him to whatever sports psychologist you want to send him to. I don't care what pitching girl you want to send them to. I don't care, you know, who you're they supposedly have guys with Regan, the Vulture, with Mickey Callaway, with other guys in the organization. They supposedly have pitching minds. The bottom line is, I think when you come to New York with that resume and you implode the way he has, you have to go elsewhere. He will not be able to reclimate himself to being a premier closer, I don't believe, in this town. I think it's too much to ask. I think his credibility at the position is gone. Now, the one thing I think I might disagree with people is that he's not tradable. He's eminently tradable. He's 25 years old. He's coming off back-to-back years where he had 91 saves. He throws the ball 99 miles an hour. He's got wicked stuff. He is fixable in a lot of people's minds. And you will have more than one team that will think they can fix him and take him and steal him from the Mets. And when the Mets are in the mix of making a trade this year, whatever trade they're in, they have to slide Diaz into one of these trades to put it over the top and move on and go get themselves a closer. Lugo's a nice pitcher. He cannot be your closer because he cannot handle the workload. Lugo is not a durable pitcher. He's a valuable pitcher. As a matter of fact, a lot of the problems with the Mets is they try to spread Lugo just enough to get him through the fact that he has no durability. Because his performance, with one game aside, and some people even feel he was rushed in that game. I think that's just an excuse. But the bottom line is he's pitched brilliantly for the most of the season. But he has nothing in the way of durability, and you cannot be a premier closer without having durability. You have to have a short memory, you have to have an out pitch, and you have to have durability. And I don't believe mentally, as well as physically, they will be able to fix Diaz. I think if they try, they will fail. My prediction is if Diaz comes back as the closer by June, he will not be the closer. I think it is very hard to do in this town. I think he's already been beat up to the point in this town where he needs to change the scenery. I do not think it's going to work here for him, and there will be someone or more than one team that will be interested in him. He had 91 saves in 2 years. He had 57 saves last year. He's got electric stuff. They will give him a chance. He's 25 years old, and he can still handle him from a salary standpoint. So what, he goes to arbitration next year and gets $70 million? Big deal. So if you're another team, he comes in with a blank, he comes in with a completely, with a blank slate. Here, he comes in with more baggage than he knows what to do with. You kept us out of the playoffs. We were good enough to go to the playoffs. You led a bullpen that completely derailed us, and he has derailed them in all those big games. It's always been Diaz giving up a home run. And listen, we can get into his pitch selection. You know what? They've hit his fastball. They've killed his slider. So they've hit both his pitches this year. The bottom line is he hasn't been good enough in big spots, and he has become a home run machine in big spots. He, in my mind, in this town, is not fixable. 1 year in, 1 year out, cut your losses. Cano's playing second base. He's not your closer. You can deal with Cano coming back next year from what you've seen the second half of this year. That's not a problem. The team loves him, first of all. Kids on the team love him. He's caused no trouble with this team. He's not a bad influence, and he can still hit. He's hit the second half of the season. His first half, I can't explain it. He had a nightmare his first half. Maybe he's learned the league. Whatever it is, who knows? The bottom line is since he came back, he's been hitting. And he came back today and he's hitting again. So he's not the issue. And they have a core. And they've really been resilient. And they're resilient again today. But you know what? The math is not there. They can't catch. The Cubs are 12 games over 500, and the Cubs are trying to catch the Cardinals. They're not even thinking about being a wild card right now. They're thinking of dumping the Cardinals into the wild card game. So they're going to play on a high level the rest of the way. Mets aren't going to catch me. The Mets have to basically win all their games to catch them. Not going to happen. That's okay. The Mets did the right thing making a run at the second half of this year. It was the right move. They've given you something to build on. If you're a Met fan, you know you have a core. I mean, look, you got Alonso, who's having an incredible season. The man's got 45 home runs. He leads the major leagues right this moment in home runs. Your rookie first baseman leads the major leagues in home runs. He's got 45 home runs and 105 RBIs on September the 4th. McNeil is a 323 hitter. Conforto's had a solid year. Rosario's had a solid year. Ramos has hit like crazy the second half of the year. You know what? They have to. Davis has been terrific. They have to get a little more balanced in what they do in the outfield. There's some things they have to tweak, no question. The starting pitching is good enough to win, absolutely, and they have to rebuild the bullpen from head to toe. And you do it by sending Diaz out at the end of the season. Familia, no chances he's back next year. You're going to have to dump him, though. You're not going to get anybody to take that contract. Diaz, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if four or five teams tried to trade for him. He's 25 with an electric arm, and he had 91 saves. He's had a bad year. Somebody will chalk it up to coming to New York, and it was too big for him. Maybe it is. Sonny Gray's ERA this year is 2.8. Pitching in a bandbox. He just wasn't cut out for New York. Maybe Diaz isn't either. I don't know about that at Diaz. I'm not going to wait to find out. I'm not bringing him back and having him ruin another season. Mets can't do that. They can't put their eggs in his basket. And him on the team, other than being in the closer role, makes no sense. And you can't tell me that your plan is going to be to bring him back as the closer next year, because you know what? If you're wrong, you lose another season. last night was the coup de grace. It was a game that if they don't score the runs in the ninth, they win. All right. I understand. No one can have a problem with him taking Lugo out. He tried to save Lugo for today. And if you can't win a game with anybody in your pen with a six-run lead, then you know what? You got major problems. You got bigger problems than last night's game. That's all there is to it. Devastating? Absolutely. Remember that day I screamed and yelled about that Philly game as it was happening on the air? That Dodger game in May? Those games have stuck and have been the symbol of this season. 25 blown saves. Diaz giving up home run after home run after home run in big spots. When my closer becomes a home run machine, he becomes somebody else's closer. It's like a kicker. When a kicker goes bad, don't try to fix him. Get a new kicker. When your closer goes bad, don't try to fix him. Get a new closer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.